I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a Jerusalem church that's believed to sit where Jesus was crucified and rose from the dead, is the subject of a fierce battle for control. Six Christian denominations oversee the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Parts of the building are falling apart. An engineer's report says it is an emergency. But some of the denominations won't authorize repairs. Last month, monks from two denominations got into a brawl. They had to be separated by Israeli police. Reporter Iris Mackler filed this story from the church.
Each day, monks from six denominations pass each other, chanting as loudly as they can, seemingly to drown out the others' prayers. They argue over who changes a light bulb, who moves a ladder, and who cleans a stair. And sometimes this competition spills over into actual violence. 2 months ago, Greek Orthodox and Armenian monks fought each other during rival religious processions. Two monks were arrested and two hospitalized. Like most disputes here, it's a turf war. One denomination fearing that the other is trying to lay claim to an area that doesn't belong to it. Dr. Shmuel Berkovitz is an Israeli lawyer and historian specializing in the Christian holy sites.
They need a battlefield, and the holy places are their battlefields. Not about the real nature of Jesus, but about who is right and who is wrong. If you're successful, if you have many rights in the holy place, it means you are right in your ideology. So it's very important for them to win all these battles.
These conflicts go back hundreds of years. In the 19th century, the ruling Turks stepped in to try to resolve them, dividing up the seven main churches in Jerusalem and Bethlehem among these denominations. The Turkish agreement is still in force today. It specifies that ownership is indicated by the right to clean or repair, which is why there are such fierce fights about cleaning. Dr. Berkovitz again.
On the name of God, they beat each other just to safeguard the right to clean, to change, to repair, and no priest will dare to dust a candle or a stone which belong to another community because he will be beaten immediately.
The latest dispute is about repairing the church roof. It's between two of the smaller denominations, the Ethiopian Orthodox and the Egyptian Copts. The Ethiopians live on the roof, in a warren of crumbling sandstone rooms that are hundreds of years old. These rooms and two small monasteries are patched together with plaster, tin and cardboard. This area used to belong to the Copts until 1970, when the Ethiopians went in, changed the locks and took it over. Father Ngada is an Ethiopian priest who lives on the roof. The rooms here are tiny, broiling in summer, freezing in winter. The sewage system has also broken down. The Ethiopians say the roof has become dangerous, but they can't make repairs without consent of the Copts, consent the Copts won't give. Still, Father Ngada says the Ethiopians won't leave. It's our place because King Solomon gave it to the Ethiopian queen, the Queen of Sheba, says Father Ngada. So this belonged to my ancestors as well as to Jesus, and I'm prepared to die for it. At the Coptic church, students learn Christmas songs. Church spokesman Father Antonius says the Copts are the rightful owners of the rooftop buildings and will carry out any necessary repairs. But Father Antonius doesn't believe any are necessary.
I go around to the monastery, you know, the rooms is very good. For that, I said to you, this is a lying from the Ethiopian church to take more rights.
Father Antonius also blames the Ethiopians, rather than the broken sewage pipes, for the poor sanitation.
They not care about the cleaning of the toilet. What we do? Anyone, if not clean his house, is be dirty.
The Ethiopian church has appealed to the government of Israel as the ruling authority in Jerusalem to step in and carry out the repairs. It says it's acting for its own sake. but also for the thousands of pilgrims and tourists from all over the world who visit daily, all drawn to this place where, according to tradition, Christ died for the sins of mankind. For the world, I'm Iris Mackler in Jerusalem.